belonged to the family of the line of David. He went there with Mary to be listed. Mary was engaged to him. She was expecting a baby. While Joseph and Mary were there, the time came for the child to be born. She gave birth to her first baby. It was a boy. She wrapped him in large strips of cloth. Then she placed him in a manger. That is because there was no guest room where they could stay.
The wise men visit Jesus. Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea. This happened while Herod was king of Judea. After Jesus' birth, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem. They asked, "Where's the child who's been born to be king of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose. Now we've come to worship him." When King Herod heard about it, he was very upset. Everyone in Jerusalem was troubled too. So Herod called together all the chief priests of the people. He also called the teachers of the law. He asked them where the Messiah was going to be born. "In Bethlehem in Judea," they replied. "This is what the prophet has written," he said. "But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judea, are certainly not the least important among the towns of Judea. A ruler will come out of you. He will rule my people Israel like a shepherd." Then Herod secretly called for the wise men. He found out from them exactly when the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and he said, "Go and search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, report it to me. Then I can go and worship him too." After the wise men had listened to the king, they went on their way. The star they had seen when it rose went ahead of them, finally stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were filled with joy. The wise men went to the house. There they saw the child with his mother Mary. They bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures. They gave him gold, frankincense, and myrrh. But God warned them in a dream not to go back to Herod. So they returned to their country on a different road.
Today, at least in part, our focus is on Bethlehem, where Jesus was born. I found watching that video interesting, and it helped me to see Bethlehem not so much as I have seen it in the past, pictures on Christmas cards, but as a very real place. The reality of the dust and the shepherd who had a degree in accountancy, but down on his luck and could only get a job looking after sheep, or of an oppressed people passing through a checkpoint and a graffiti-covered dividing wall, or in the friendship of women having coffee together and talking about honour killing. And you may have noticed in the background children were playing. This is the reality of life in Bethlehem today. In some ways, apart from the shepherd's smartphone, maybe his shepherding was not too different from that of the shepherds that we read about in the scriptures. And so for me, seeing Bethlehem in this way — I've never been to Bethlehem — was quite interesting. Have any of you been to Bethlehem? A number of you have been to Bethlehem, and so you will have in your minds a picture of what that town is like. Bethlehem has a troubled history. Over centuries, many people have lived or ruled there. the Canaanites, the Jews, Palestinians, Samaritans, Muslims, Crusaders, Ottomans, the British, Jordanians, Israelis, and sadly, as we witness today, the Middle East has long been a place of conflict, and Bethlehem is no exception. Bethlehem is a special place for Christians. It's mentioned in the Old and New Testaments. And while Bethlehem isn't mentioned terribly much at the beginning of the Old Testament, it comes into prominence with the story of Ruth. Many of you will remember this wonderful story. Elimelech and his wife Naomi, they lived in Bethlehem, but there was a severe famine, so they moved to Moab. And while living there, their sons married Moabite women. But Elimelech and his sons died, leaving Naomi and their daughters-in-law and her daughters-in-law destitute. Naomi and her daughter-in-law Ruth then went back to Jerusalem. Ruth, who is known for her faithfulness, was saved by the kindness of a relative of Naomi's, a kinsman redeemer from Bethlehem called Boaz. And Boaz, in kindness and in love, redeems Ruth, and they marry. This is a lovely story which many of us know, but it might not have been remembered or recorded except for the fact that their great-grandson was King David. And so David's hometown was Bethlehem. He traced his lineage through Boaz back to Judah. David was the most celebrated king of Israel. However, he also lived in troubled times. And at one point, before he became king, he took refuge near Bethlehem that he knew so well. At that time, it was under the control of the Philistines. Some of you might remember the story where David said to some of his men, "Oh, that someone would get me water to drink from the well near the gate of Bethlehem." And in a difficult situation, David wanted a taste of home, some water from the well at Bethlehem, where he had drunk as a child in better days. Bethlehem then isn't mentioned very much after David's story, until the prophet Micah said, "But you, Bethlehem, Ephrathah, though you are small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come for me one who will be ruler over Israel, whose origins are from of old, from ancient times." This prophetic word pointing to the coming Messiah. And in our story, when the wise men come to the king and ask where would the baby be born, it's to this prophecy that the Jewish leaders turn and identify Bethlehem as the place of birth of the Messiah. So Joseph and Mary traveled there because the emperor had commanded that a census be taken. Everyone was required to return to their hometown to register. Because Joseph was of the line of David, he had to go to Bethlehem, and it was there Jesus was born. And so Bethlehem lies at the heart of this Christmas nativity story. Ruth, in faithfulness to Naomi, moved to Bethlehem, where she married Boaz and had a family, which included their great-grandson, King David. This family, through the line of Judah, included Joseph, the husband of Mary. And in fulfillment of prophecy and through the order of an emperor, they returned to Bethlehem, and there Jesus was born. It was there the shepherds of Bethlehem saw the angels and heard the good news and went to worship Jesus. And when the wise men looked for him, that is where they were directed. And so each Christmas, Bethlehem provides the backdrop to the story. But it's more than a simple backdrop. Bethlehem isn't incidental to the story, as if the birth could have occurred anywhere else. Bethlehem does not pop up at random, haphazardly in this story. Bethlehem was the preordained destination of Joseph and Mary. And when they were getting married, they didn't go to see a travel agent to book a honeymoon in some exotic location, but in a very real sense, This had been booked for them from eternity by God. God's plan wasn't for them to have a holiday on a beach somewhere. It didn't even include a nice sanitized room. Rather, it was a simple space with a manger in Bethlehem. And so God's plan runs through history, runs through the centuries, through the romance of Ruth and Boaz, through the birth of King David, through the prophecy of Micah, revealed in a star that guided the wise men from the east, celebrated in a one-night-only concert for a small audience of shepherds given by a truly angelic choir. And it is the birthplace of Jesus. Bethlehem, part of God's preordained plan to rescue us from our sin, to redeem us and show us love, just as Boaz had redeemed Ruth and shown her love. This plan included the miraculous events with Mary and Joseph, a star to appear in the sky, and all of this ties together and adds weight to the unfolding story revealing the birth of Jesus, the Son of God. Now, today, perhaps after lunch, when you're feeling a little drowsy, I invite you to think about Bethlehem, to think about that city today with its people and its problems, and to think about its history with the love story of Ruth and Boaz, or of David, the famous king, but most of all, to think of Jesus and his humble birth and all the miraculous signs that surrounded it.